Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 13th of April. And slightly flat in terms of the small caps, maybe the action not on the AIM market today. Gfinity, the first stock here, a requested stock, breaking that line of resistance there from February and also breaking the 50-day moving average at 4.5p. While we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in June last year, currently promising us a target as high as 7p, perhaps as soon as the end of next month. Another requested stock coming in the form of Greatland Gold, which has been disappointing over the last few months. I suppose it's just tracked the fall in the gold price. We had a rather nasty bull trap there towards 25p last month, but looking a bit more encouraging this month, hopefully breaking this falling wedge that we've got, and also the 200-day moving average there at, let's call it 22p, an end-of-day close above 22, should on this occasion get the shares to go up and stay up. Best-case scenario target here over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 50p, which seems rather unbelievable, but perhaps one would go for around 30p by the end of next month, given the shares' recent relatively quiet price action. The other plus at the moment is the way that we've got bullish divergence in the RSI window. So we've got the lower lows for the end of March, but the higher or at least flat RSI trace over recent weeks. So that does suggest there is some momentum building on the upside for Greatland Gold. Proper 20th century name coming up next, Hornby. Here we've got a situation where the shares have delivered two gaps to the upside, unfilled at this stage so far this month, which is pretty impressive. One through the 200-day moving average at 46p. The view at this stage is that while we're above the 50-day line, currently at 48p, we're looking for further upside. Could be as high as up to 80p at the top of the broadening triangle from the beginning of November, although I have to say that at the moment that seems to be rather ambitious. But nevertheless, with two gaps to the upside, does suggest that there is some momentum there and people have been caught out by the strength of the stock. Another stock which might have caught people out is coming up next. Here we can see there's been a sharp move to the upside for Intelligent Ultrasound. Here we've also got two gaps up so far this month, which is a good coincidence. Looks as though, I mean, we're guessing, I suppose, where the shares may reach over the near term, but possibility of 30p and the resistance line there from December last year, and that could be hit as soon as the end of next month, although I have to say that the way things are looking at the moment, can actually hit 30p by the end of this month or even this week. So looking pretty strong there for Intelligent Ultrasound at the moment. Only back below the old February peak, 16p, really killing the idea of a spike towards 30p. Moving along to a stock which I covered rather grudgingly, I think a few days ago, maybe last week, Live Company. But this time for a change, in the recent past, the shares have managed to not only hold on to their gains, but actually build on them. We had the slight pullback yesterday, but an end-of-day close today above the February peak at 6p should be enough to take the shares up towards a retest of the main resistance area around 10 or 11p over the next couple of weeks, and maybe by the end of next month we could be up at 14 or 15p at the top of that broadening triangle. Guessing from the business model that the end of the pandemic could be good for Live Company, but do your own research on that. On to a stock which is gets periodic mentions here and inclusions here. Here it is again today, Pedro Matad. Here we've got the situation where if the chart refreshes, we'll see that the shares have managed to break to the upside. We've got a 200-day moving average support area around 2.87. While we're above that, looking for at least a retest of February resistance. Be cautious on the shares, maybe wait for another end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 3.08p before targeting 3.5. Big picture target here up to the top of a rising trend channel as high as 4.5p, and obviously the top of the range. And that could be seen maybe by the end of June. On to another relatively obscure stock, which I don't think I've covered here for quite a while, if at all, Brighton Pier. Here you can see the shares are basically breaking the downtrend line that we've had, or the downtrend we've had since, what's that, the end of 2018. And also we've got a situation where above 50 pence in that broken multi-year resistance line, we've got a potential target here at a line of resistance, again, from the end of 2018 up towards 85 pence. So above 50, looking for 85 pence, perhaps as soon as the end of next month. Moving along to another stock, which is very much in focus at the moment, a sort of mystery as to whether Tern can deliver a sustained move to the upside, has its fans a bit of a Marmite stock. Situation is at the moment is that we really need to clear this 12 pence area. It's become a bit of a block on the price action, and really a weekly close above 12 pence now the minimum requirement for regarding the stock as being a proper technical buy again. Above 12 pence, though, there's a possibility, though, the shares will return to the 20 pence area, perhaps as soon as the end of the next month. But moving along to a stock which has its another one which has a decent fan base, Tuple. Here the situation seems to be building quite well, sort of slow burn recovery here. We've got a broadening triangle, top of the triangle heading towards 0.17, which would effectively retest the October resistance. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 200-day line at 0.08 pence. But at least while we're above 0.06, it looks as though for now we're in recovery mode, and we should hopefully hit that 0.17 target as soon as the end of next month. Interesting to cover Tiziana today. There was probably a decent price action, or better price action yesterday after the Zacks research report. Today, even though the company just announced that it's going to float AccuStem on the NASDAQ, the situation on the chart, though, is though that we have extended support for the stock towards the low 90 pence area, and while we're above that, looking towards the 200-day moving average as high as £1.30 by the end of next month. One stock which is only gets an occasional look in over here on the Bulletin Board Heroes is Verici. Here you can see that the shares have broken the recent downtrend. That was in place since the beginning of February, so above the 20-day moving average there, and the resistance line from February. We're looking for reasonable upside here, possibly up towards the £1.20 area over the next 2 to 3 months, maybe by the end of June. An end of day and a weekly close above the 50-day line at 71 pence would be the first sign that the shares are on their way to a decent upside. Finishing off with the stock which, where we are hoping that the churn of the recent past is finally out of the way, Westminster Group. This feels like ages that the shares have been stuck around the 4 to 5 pence level. Looking a bit more encouraging now, and I suppose what we're looking for now is an end-of-day close through the initial April resistance, 4.64 pence. If we can get that maybe on a weekly close basis this week, then the shares could be up towards the 6 pence area by the end of next month, which is also the 200-day moving average region, as well as being a resistance line projection from the beginning of December. This stage only really back below 4 pence, questioning the upside scenario, and if you want to be fussy, only back below the 50-day moving average at 4.18. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.